But on Communion Sunday, I pause and we concentrate our attention on what this means. Someone has said that a picture is more valuable than thousands of words. And as a teacher, I watch for how people teach. What makes a boring teacher? Well, I've had the experience of professors who literally got up and read their notes to people. You had the notes in front of you, and the professor read them. I had it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in a hot area of California where I went to school, and he got up and he read his notes, and I had to sit there and listen to that. And he read in a monotone right after lunch. And I thought to myself, that is not an effective teaching skill. If I told you the name of the professor, he's gone to glory now, some of you would know that name, so I'll not tell you that name. But I've heard many of those, especially history professors, where they just get up and read their notes. Well, that's not effective teaching. And as I looked, I found out that as I looked at Scripture, both old and new, in the Old Testament, God taught the assembly in the Old Covenant through pictures. Oh yes, He did teach them through words, but He really placed a great emphasis on teaching the assembly in the Old Testament. That's what it's called, you know. That's what the Old Testament calls God's people, in the assembly in the Old Covenant, and now we have the assembly in the New Covenant. And God taught them through pictures. One of them was the Passover lamb. I'm sure that the assembly in the Old Testament at first goes, I don't get it. But He was teaching them innocence, a lamb, and with blood, God would see the blood of the sacrificed lamb, and I will pass over you. He was teaching them. How many times in the Old Testament, and we're not going to go into that, did God teach people not by complexity, but over and over again? Every year, the father of the family would put his hands on the lamb, and there would be slaying of the lamb, and everything He was teaching them about the substitution and the need of forgiveness was through the picture of a lamb. Same thing in the New Testament. When Jesus came, really, the Old Testament was a pop-up book. Have you ever seen pop-up books? I like them because there it is. I get the picture. When the thing pops up, I can see it. I get it because it's the picture's worth more valuable than a thousand words. And the New Testament does the same thing. Jesus began to teach in pictures. And His effective teaching technique was not to be complex, but teach in pictures. And to teach them over and over again until we finally understand from the picture what God is saying in these pictures. So what did John the Baptist say about Jesus when Jesus came? He said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Where did they get that from? For the 1500 years that they were placing their hands, the need for sacrifice, the need for forgiveness, the need for shedding of blood. And then Jesus became the reality, the fulfillment of that picture. And yet He still taught in pictures. Behold, John the Baptist said, the Lamb of God. Jesus said this, for God so loved the world. Did you know the word world is really a picture? That He gave His only Son. That's a picture. That whoever trusts in Him would not perish, but have eternal life. For God sent His Son not to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. This is all a picture. Everything that happened in the major events in Jesus' life, He communicated through pictures so that people would understand. And since I'm a teacher, I've often paid close attention to teaching technique. You wonder why I shock a crowd at times. Well, if you've been in class, every one of you have been in class, there are many people who are teaching but aren't paying attention to effective teaching techniques. God knew how to teach His people through these pictures. And I want to show you a picture on communion that Jesus was teaching about what He was going to do, and I want to show you the picture He drew and the reaction of the crowd, which I often get this reaction in Sunday school. Isn't that right, Jesse? People wonder, why does Pastor Dave do the teaching style that he does? Because you'll never learn if I read the notes to you, will you? Jesus knew that. He shook the crowd up, and He shook the crowd up about what He came to do. And what have we been preaching in Ephesians? Number one, what Jesus did for us. And number two, what's the goal of the church? To be just like Him. Okay? How did Jesus teach that in the pictures? The goal, all of history moves that we shall be like Him. Yes? Well, let's watch how Jesus painted these pictures. Turn to John chapter 6. Watch how Jesus taught in pictures. And then watch how Jesus all of a sudden grabbed the crowd's attention in His teaching. Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life." Where in the wide world did Jesus get the idea of "I am the bread of life"? He got it because in the Old Testament, God taught His people how they needed to depend upon Him by giving them something every day in the wilderness. What did they get? And you know what the Hebrew term for manna is? What's this? That's what it means in Hebrew. What the heck is this? It was coriander seed-like. It was slightly sweet like vanilla. And how would you like to have manna for 40 years in the wilderness? And that was your food. I don't know about you, but I think I'd get a little tired of it. They did. What's this? So Jesus got this idea of He will teach them dependence upon God and what He did by saying, "Hey, I'm the bread of life. Forget manna. I'm it." But they understood through that illustration. Now watch. They're still not paying attention. Watch how Jesus works the crowd up a little bit. Verse 52 or 51. "I am the living bread that came out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is My flesh." That's what we're doing here right now. Do you know that? It's a picture. Now, when Jesus first teaches, people aren't going to understand this, that this is a picture. They think He's talking about cannibalism, which tells you that the Jewish people took the Bible literally, which they should in some senses, but you can also use a picture. What Jesus means by "My flesh" means what I do for the sins of the world. Your whole spiritual nourishment depends 100% on Me. That's what it means. Therefore, in verse 52, guess what Jesus caused? And this is what I like to do in Sunday school and in church. The Jews therefore began to what? Argue with one another. You ever heard a teacher that caused enough uproar that everybody begins to argue? Some liked what he said and got it. Some didn't like what he said and didn't pick up on the picture, and he caused trouble. And He's deliberately doing it to paint this picture. They say to Him, Boy, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? This is crazy. Therefore, Jesus stopped teaching this way because he was offending the crowd. Is that what your Bible says? It says this, truly, truly. And when Jesus says truly, truly, that is listen up, listen up. I really want to emphasize this point. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. Now, did Jesus literally mean this? First of all, his body wasn't big enough for all of us to eat it. And by the way, this shows you the difference between many parts of Christianity. Some believers believe that because of this statement, when you take of these symbols, these actually become the body and blood of Jesus. That's total not true. This is what they call a metaphor, a picture. What Jesus is saying is, unless you fully commit yourself to me, you do not have life. Just like if you don't eat, you do not have life. Without following me and becoming my disciple and partaking of everything that I offer, you don't have true life. You must eat my flesh. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, abides in me, and I live in him. And as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread which came out of heaven. Not as your fathers ate and died. He who eats this, or me, shall live forever. Look what it says in verse 60 in Jesus' teaching style. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is too difficult. The guy's teaching cannibalism. Now, do you think Jesus didn't know that what he's doing, frankly, is separating those who truly believe from those who don't? Jesus was an excellent teacher. And I learn from people as they respond, but what Jesus is teaching and what we are to learn this morning in this picture, is it the most important thing in your life is to incorporate everything you can into your life of Jesus? What would that mean, preacher? You act like him? You live to please him. You become in every way that you can to be Jesus' person. Don't follow preachers. You know I'm not. You know, that's idolatry when you follow a preacher. Did you know that? The only way you can avoid idolatry is to be totally consumed with everything that Jesus Christ gave us in his word, and to become completely like him. Because, by the way, you are what you what do you eat a lot of? So far it's been Halloween candy for me. You know, I only got one trick-or-treater. Was it one or none? Did you guys get trick-or-treaters? What happened? What? Oh, is that why? How dare you preach about how... I mean, I just thought it was strange. Well, anyway, what does that mean when you get no trick-or-treaters? It means all the candy is sitting there. And it says, eat me, eat me. So I did. So, what's your point, Pastor Dave? I've become a candy bar this week. You are what you eat. And what Jesus is saying is this. Simply put, Jesus said, everything you do in life, when you take communion, you remember, you need to take everything I've given you, everything I've taught you, look at my word, follow how I was, incorporate me fully 100% into your life. That's what he means. And he didn't mean that some fancy magic happens with these symbols that they become the actual body and blood of Jesus Christ. That's not what he's saying. He's painting a picture telling all of God's people to say, follow Jesus, no one else. Boy, he sure upset the crowd, didn't he? They thought he was teaching cannibalism. He did it on purpose because those who were spiritually attuned by the Spirit of God to what Jesus was saying will understand. But there's a lot of people in religion that are just looky-loos. And they got upset and they leave. I'd ask the ushers if they would to pass out the symbols of what Jesus is saying. Jesus says, all of your life needs to be fully wrapped up in me.